I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And the show today is going to be very interesting. Let me give you a little background into this show. We have been chasing the glitch. Chasing the glitch. As some of you know what I mean by that. We've had a glitchy video. Now, I want you to look at this image that you're seeing right now. Some of you may be catching on a little bit what I've done here. This is the Elgato face cam. You say, but Dr. Bill, look at that bokeh effect. Yes. Even the microphone has been bokehed. How is that possible? Because this is a webcam, but I finally got, drum roll please. Yes, I finally got an NVIDIA RTX 2060 card, video card. The RTX technology, with its CUDA cores and its RTX technology, give me the ability to run the NVIDIA broadcast application, which then in turn allows me to blur my background. It uses artificial intelligence to find my face, including all the little beard hairs, and the edge of my hair there on my head, and discover where they are, and then blur the background, but not the foreground. Magics. I'm telling you, magics. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I'm having fun. Now, keep in mind, this is a webcam. Now, let's do something really crazy with the NVIDIA broadcast software. I'm going to bring it up here. And I've just barely got the bokeh effect on. Let's increase the power. More power! That's crazy. Now, you notice over here on the microphone, we're losing it a bit. Yeet, 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 yeet. It's like, Captain, I cannot give you any more power. All right, let's go to about the three-quarter mark. Okay. That's bokeh at about three-quarters. Still not great. Let's go to the midway mark. Better. Better. Okay. Actually, that's not quite midway. This is a little less than midway. And then here's about the one-quarter mark. This is the point that it looks pretty good. Pretty decent. Now, where I had it earlier is about right. Oops, turned it all the way off. That's all the way off, even though that's still doing a little bit. Let me bring it up just a tad. I've only got a tad of the line showing. Now, I'm still kind of losing the microphone. Let me try something here. Let me bring the microphone closer and turn it a little bit sideways and see if it won't adapt a little better to that. Got to remember, this is all AI. This is all being done by the computer, literally within the video card. That's pretty cool. So, there you go. This is a beta version of the camera software. And, change the way I said that. It's the NVIDIA broadcast software, okay? But it is the camera beta portion within that software that allows you to do this. Now, I have it set at 1280 by 720 at 60 FPS. So this is pretty cool. I got to admit. Now, let's talk about chasing down the glitch. So in order to do that, let me go back to the A6400 and talk about that just a little bit. All right, so here we are recording using the Sony. Let me get my background kind of straightened out there just a bit. This is recording using the Sony A6400. I've tried as best I can to match the earlier shot. The bokeh that you're seeing in the background now is the natural bokeh effect that comes from this lens on the Sony, okay? So this is just a straight shot, no changes. As you can see, it is a good clean shot. We don't have any glitches. The glitching, as I said in the last program, was mainly due to the fact I was trying to run too high resolution for the power of my computer. Now, my computer was brand new in 2014 or 15. So it's an older computer. It's a Dell Optiplex 9010, MT, which is the mini tower version. Obviously, it's not stock. I pulled the 230 or so watt power supply out of it. I put a 500 watt EVGA power supply into it, bronze edition. I think it's 80 bronze edition. And then I put this video card that I described earlier in the machine. So that's what I've got. Then I've got the Elgato Wave XLR plugged into the new USB 3.1 video card, or not video card, sorry, USB card in the computer, which is in a regular PCI, I think it's 4X slot. So there you go. That's where that is. I think it's a 16X slot, but it's actually running like a 4X slot, which the card is compatible with that, so it's good. At any rate, that's where we're at. And it's working rather well, and there's no glitches. Everything is very smooth and fluid, and there's no glitching. Okay. There was still glitching in the use of the webcam through the USB through the new card. Why, I'm not sure, because it works great here. I'm running both the Elgato USB interface into this card and a Sabrent USB 3.0 powered hub. And then into that hub, I've also got the cable that goes to the Cam Link to the camera plugged into the HDMI port. Okay? Again, giving you all this technical information just so you'll know what I'm using and why I'm using it and what I've run into. Okay, so that's the rundown there. Now, as I said, the glitching seems to have been caused by trying to just do too much with my computer given its age and given its capabilities. Even though it's a USB 3.0 port, what they called in that day the super speed port, for the Dell, it's a first-generation version, a 1.0 version of USB 3.0. There have been iterations since then, and there have been faster bus speeds and so forth. And I think that's why I'm running into the glitchiness with the webcam. However, by running it through the new 3.1... let me back up. Incorrect. The 3.1 is the one that's giving me the glitches. Running the webcam into the 3.0 super speed 1.0 version port of the Dell is what makes it work smoothly. I don't understand that. It's a mystery, but it's the truth. Experience has proven it out. Okay, now here's where I'm at. Using the new USB card, using the Cam Link 4K, going into coming from the HDMI, going into the Cam Link, and then going through this USB bus works great. And this is probably how I will do the show from now on, most likely. But let me show you something very interesting. It'll take a second to set it up, so let me go away and come right back. Okay, I'm back, and this time I've got the A6400 still. Still using the regular bokeh effect, but now I'm running it through the NVIDIA broadcast, and I've caused the source to be the Camlink 4K within the NVIDIA broadcast. Then I've gone into the OBS software and put the video capture device to point to the NVIDIA broadcast. Okay? Following me so far. Now, let's turn on the bokeh effect. Now, this is bokeh on top of bokeh. All right? So, in other words, the actual bokeh of the lens that's on the A6400 is creating a mild bokeh. And now I've got just the slightest bokeh added by the NVIDIA software. Let me take it up to about 1/4. Okay, that is about 1/4 strength. Okay, and now I'm going to take it up to halfway. That's about halfway strength. Now, what's interesting to me is maybe it's because we're starting out with a higher quality, denser feed from the camera itself through the Camlink 4K, but this bokeh is much cleaner and much nicer than it was in the webcam. I mean, here I've got it halfway up, and yet I'm not seeing any of those artifacts that I had earlier. Now, let's go crazy and take it all the way up. This is, one more click. There. This is maxed out. This is the highest level of background blur. And you can see on the microphone, it is starting to get a little artifacting there. So let's take it down to about the 3/4 mark. Okay, that's better. Okay, here's about the halfway point. That's a little bit less than halfway. That's a little bit more. So let's leave it about there. A little less than halfway. Not bad. Pretty decent looking bokeh. Imagine using this as your main shot. You know, kind of interesting. All right, let's take it down to where I had the webcam earlier. About right there. Okay, now you saw a little glitch there as the NVIDIA broadcast software adjusted to that new, because remember the AI is interpolating and blurring out that background, causing the bokeh effect, all right? So obviously we'd set all that up and leave it that way so we wouldn't have any glitching involved. But there you go. Now, I keep looking at the screen, so pardon me, over the last show or two shows, really, probably maybe even three, but the last several shows, I've been looking away from the camera, away from you. I'm sorry, but I've got all these screens up in the background that I'm using to bring all this together, okay? So here's my recommendation to you. If you're having a problem, now here, where I'm at right now in terms of the bokeh effect, if I had a Sigma 1.2 f1.2 lens, which is $1,000+, I might could get this intense a bokeh effect in the natural world without any AI interpolation. But I don't have that. I have the standard Sony wide-angle lens, which I think is about a 28mm lens, 2.4, is that right? No, 2.8. 2.8 is the lowest I can go on the f-stop. So the only bokeh I can get is what I have through that. But now I've layered another layer of the bokeh effect from the NVIDIA broadcast software. Now, you might say, Dr. Bill, why? Why even push for all this? It's a quest, okay? Beard not behaving itself today. Of course, neither is the rest of my hair. I need a haircut. But at any rate, it's a quest to get a really smooth, buttery bokeh effect. What can I say? Been trying it for a long time. And this is pretty doggone good. I got to admit, I'm liking this. I'm liking the look. I'm liking the fact that it looks very professional. So that's my journey. Okay. That's where I'm at. Now, I'm going to give you more technical details in OBS to show you what my settings are to use the new video card as my renderer and the settings that I'm currently using. Now, your mileage may vary, okay? You'll have a different computer. You'll have a different, maybe probably different video card. You'll have all kinds of things different than me. So you'll have to experiment, but hopefully this will give you a starting place. Okay, so let's go into that and look at the software right now. Okay, here we are on the desktop of my machine, my Dell 9010 MT, as I mentioned earlier. And what we're going to do, I want to show you that I have the NVIDIA broadcast software running. This is it running kind of in the background, so to speak. And, you know, you can see my settings on it. I have it set to use the Cam Link at 920 by 1080. And I've got just the barest amount of black background blur, as you can see. And I'm going to put it to quality setting. That's where I had it earlier, and it, when I rebooted, it lost that. But that's okay. This is the settings the way I wanted to have it set up. So I'm going to minimize that for right now. And let's go into OBS. All right. I want to show you the settings in OBS that I'm using. And as I said a moment ago, this is going to be different for you than it is for me because you're going to have a different setup than I do. But let's go into settings. And there we go. They came up. All right. I'm going to bring it over here where I can see it a little bit better and you can follow it here. If I were going to, let's see. Look at my output. I've got it set to advanced. Normally, it would be set to simple, but I've got it advanced so that I can do some things. I want to set the encoder so that the NVIDIA NVENC recorder or encoder is being used. I'm setting it at continuous broadcast rate, or continuous bit rate, I should say, 3600 kbps. Quality is set with a high profile. And my GPU is set to 0, max B frames 2. All right, so make a note of those settings. Then, audio. I'm actually, what I really need to do is use the Wavelink stream as my audio channel. But I don't want to do that right now because I'm recording with screen recording software. I'm not using OBS to do the recording. So I'm just going to leave it the way it is. But normally I would go in here and set that to use the Elgato stream for audio. Then if you go to video, I've got my video set at 1280 by 720. And I'm using 60 frames per second value. And then if we go to advanced, I've got my process priority set to high. I'm using Direct3D 11 in V12, color space of 709, partial color range. Those are my settings for that, okay? So those are the settings that I'm using. No, I don't want to save any changes. So that's what I'm using. That's how I'm getting this. As I said, the bokeh effect is coming from the broadcast software. Let me go back to that, pull that up over here and show you that that is set to a very, very low level because I'm already getting some bokeh from the lens itself, the Sony wide angle lens that I'm using. Okay. So those are my settings. That's how I've got it set up. Now let's close out the program with the official final setup using the NVIDIA software. Okay, here we are back again, and one quick caveat on the audio settings. I said I needed to set that to the stream. I was wrong. I was misreading that. That is the PC audio, so that should have just been set to default, and I didn't do that, but you can do that if you will. And there you go. That's what we got. This is our final setting with kind of a nice bokeh. provided with a little help from NVIDIA and a little help from the NVIDIA, actually Asus NVIDIA RTX 2060 video card. Okay, that'll be the show for today. This is probably way more technical than you wanted it to be in terms of what I'm using, but I wanted you to see what I'm using and why I'm using it and so forth. And I could probably tweak the Boca just a little bit more here, but I'm liking it, enjoying it. I trust you are too. Join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.